Advocate wanted to mention that this event will be recorded and posted on the Project
reglas
web,
es que este evento va a ser grabado y lo vamos a poner en el sitio web para que las personas que no pudieron atender el día tengan la oportunidad de verlo. Los pequeños grupos no van a ser grabados, pero sí vamos a tomar notas acerca de la discusión que tengamos. También es posible de que algunos participantes estén grabando esta reunión con sus dispositivos o sus computadoras, así que si no desea estar en cámara, por favor apague la cámara. Si usted en el momento necesita ayuda con alguna de las tal vez muchos ya están familiarizados con Zoom, pero aquellos que necesiten ayuda, que tenemos unas funciones en la parte inferior de su pantalla, tienen el micrófono para poder hablar, tienen también el video, lo pueden apagar.
And then there's also the little speech bubble there allows you to access the chat.
You can also
raise your hand if you have questions. That'll be handy in the breakout rooms. And that is under the reactions button, the little smiley face there.
So I think that is it
for our housekeeping section.
So
I'll pass it off here to Matt Moran.
Great. Thank you very much, William. So my name is Matt Moran. I work for the Boston Transportation Department and we have a team here called the Transit Team. So we coordinate closely with the MBTA on making transit better on our city streets, and that usually means making it better for buses, light rail, and access to stations. So we're excited to be here today to talk about this important project
and get your feedback, your opinions about this corridor study. So next slide.
So a little bit about the agenda for today.
Un poco de la agenda de hoy día. Vamos a hablar del contexto del estudio. ¿Cuáles son los desafíos que queremos resolver? ¿Cuáles van a ser las propuestas de las rutas? Y también
next slide, please.
El guía de tiempo.
All about the study context and scope.
Hablando next slide. Del alcance y de el estudio.
So a few things about the project goals. So
algunas cosas
first and foremost,
este proyecto,
we are to prioritize transit and support active transportation in downtown Boston.
Activar,
we are hoping to support residential
la
and business growth, specifically in
queremos
downtown
apoyar
and Seaport.
El crecimiento and we're looking de los to center this project en el área del centro de Seaport.
Live, work,
queremos
gather
enfocarnos
here.
En la necesidad de las personas que viven, trabajan y viven
and
ahí, o
this
se
project
ahí.
Really, you know, it didn't come out este of proyecto, a recent effort or a recent study, but it really has its origins in GoBoss 2030, which is the city's long-range transportation
2030,
action plan. And I'll get into a little bit more about that a little bit later. This project was also included in the North Station Area Mobility Action Plan and the South Boston Seaport Transit Plan. They will be included in future plans downtown.
Next slide. Station y de Boston.
And of course, we're coordinating with nearby projects.
Estamos
so some nearby public projects that we're coordinating
cercanos,
with, State Street,
algunos de los proyectos
planning and design,
el
downtown
plan
crossing,
de State Street,
planning and design
de
project,
downtown crossing,
canal street planning, and
planificación,
various MBTA
la planificación de la
and MassDOT projects
Cano,
that are happening in this area,
también
like
proyectos
proposed elevator
del MassDOT
improvements
y
to
MBTA.
State Street Station. Next slide. And of course, because there's a lot of development projects happening in this area too, we are coordinating with
área,
developers through
con
construction management and mitigation, like Bullfinch Crossing and the South Station Tower, Winthrop Square Tower, and we're also participating in BPDA development review to make sure that
BPDA
the project that we're looking at is accurately
accommodated
through these projects and that we are doing things that will be supportive of the project goals and elements. Next slide.
Elementos.
So, as mentioned before, this is really an agency collaboration between the Boston Transportation Department, the City of Boston, and the MBTA,
de Boston,
where the city controls
Boston,
things like
MBTA,
traffic signals, street widths, regulations, and
tráfico,
lane assignments.
We
coordinate
la,
with the T, who control bus routes, schedules,
de la calle,
fares,
de la acera,
fleet size,
las
and
tarifas,
sort of the operator training,
horas,
and get a better facility for our residents
bus,
and people who work and come into downtown Boston
para
and visit
las
the city. And we're doing this in close collaboration
vamos
with other city agencies and departments.
Cercana,
so we'll go through all of these in detail,
de
but this
ciudad.
Is a short list of the different
esta
agencies and departments that we're working with closely to ensure that we get a project that is fully representative of the needs of the city and the district as a whole.
Ciudad.
Next slide. And so, as I mentioned before, The idea for this project originated from the Boston 2030, and this was the city's sort of main transportation planning document that covered everything from how we get around the city, how we get around the region, and different policies and planning efforts that could contribute to making the city more sustainable, more pedestrian-friendly, more bike-friendly, more transit-friendly. And what we are now is thinking through the corridor alignment. So we want to get your feedback about what the corridor alignment is going to be, the specific streets and corridors that we're going to be using for this corridor. And then once we have general consensus around this corridor alignment, we can move into concept design,
después
and eventually detailed design, and then eventually construction. So we're well over a year away from any sort of final decision around the corridor design or planning to go into the final design and eventually into construction. Next slide. And then what's the project scope? So we are really looking at this project
Estamos mirando este proyecto
between North Station and South Station with continuing service on to the seaport through additional planning efforts that we'll be working on. And we're coordinating closely with the MBTA's bus network redesign to make sure we get the corridor correct.
Para poder,
next slide.
Hacer los planes adecuados.
And why are we focusing so much on transit?
¿Por qué nos enfocamos
at the end of the day,
tanto en tráfico?
There is a significant amount of development, which I'll go
en mucho
into in a minute,
desarrollo
in downtown. There are people who are returning to downtown from, after, as the pandemic sort of runs its course, and we know that we need to prioritize the most efficient use of our space for people who are coming downtown.
Para
we simply can't continue on with using as many cars in downtown as we have today. So this graphic, I think, is interesting. On the right, it shows a sort of same roadway space for 50
gráfica,
people. If they were pedestrians, cyclists
personas,
on a bus, or people in roughly
33
cars. So, as you can see,
bus,
transit is a much more efficient use for our
city
space and city streets,
carros,
and that's why we want to prioritize things like transit.
Next slide. Priorizamos el tránsito.
So, what are our challenges that we've identified?
¿Cuáles son los desafíos que hemos identificado?
So we started looking at these challenges
Empezamos
through an in-depth
a mirar
review
los desafíos
of the development data. We looked
el,
at some past plan policies and
los datos
programs,
que tenemos, algunos,
like past plan studies,
go by
30,
políticas,
plan downtown, and so forth.
El plan downtown,
we looked at past
ejemplo,
community engagement,
si están mirando
what
en
community
algunas
engagement
participaciones
has
de la
happened
comunidad,
in the last
lo
few
que
years,
ocurrido,
and then talking through
años,
with stakeholders understanding what their needs
para
are.
Next slide. Son sus
And we have a few main areas that we really want to
highlight.
The first are
queremos,
missing crosstown
que
connections.
Recalcar,
the next are transit
ejemplo,
service reliability
and
legibility.
También,
next are neighborhood characteristics. And
las
last are ADA accessibility issues.
Del
next
para las personas con
so the first and foremost reason why we're looking at the study
la razón
is
que
it really takes
este
a long time
es
to go from North Station
mucho
to the Seaport
para,
District
para desde North
for a relatively
a
short
Seaport.
Geographical distance, right? It's 2 miles,
a Seaport.
And it takes
Estamos
about 26 minutes during peak period
nos
to make that trip on transit today. That typically requires two transfers, and as you can imagine, the reliability of that connection is
esto no es algo
very,
que se pueda
very different
confiar.
Depending upon when you go and how much congestion there is.
So,
again, going between North Station, Post Office Square, South Station, and points in between is time-consuming, and also connecting
Toma
major transit
tiempo,
hubs
no
like North Station, Haymarket, and State Street is, again, unreliable.
Haymarket, State
Next slide.
Street no son fiables.
We also know that there are various missing crosstown bike routes that are not particularly comfortable today. It's difficult to reach many key downtown seaport destinations. And we know that there's demand for downtown blue bike stations that often outstrips the supply. Next slide.
Estas carreteras o estas rutas de bicicleta.
And we know that there are issues with the existing downtown
Sabemos
bus network.
En este momento,
so the first thing is the traffic congestion typically
mucho
leads
tráfico.
To a lack of reliability.
No, no es confiable. No sé.
We know the downtown bus network today is difficult to understand.
Sabemos que
so
es diferente.
Stops are scattered throughout the neighborhood, and very few routes actually continue
de
from the north
y muy
to the south,
rutas van
or vice
norte
versa.
Al sur,
so, if you're trying to move through downtown
si
on a bus, you're probably out of luck because most buses today have feeder services to the rapid transit system, as opposed to serving crosstown connections. And this graphic on the right shows the frequency of buses that are coming into downtown. And as you can see, most of the buses that circulate through downtown, except for one route, are really focused on points, those hub and spoke type destinations. Next slide. And in terms of growth, we know that
hablando del crecimiento,
there's been a vast amount of growth,
ha habido mucho crecimiento, especialmente en la región C-Port en los últimos 10 años, y creemos que va a continuar por lo menos hasta el 2030. Cuando empezamos a mirar las tamaño de la población,
del 2013 habían 11,000 personas que vivían en el área metropolitana de C-Port, que incluía West Broadway and East First Street,
West Broadway,
still within sort of the greater C-Port area. And we anticipate that number will be about 31,000 by the time the district is fully built out. So this will be a neighborhood that's larger in population than the populations of Alston, Rosendale, Back Bay, or Mattapan. Next slide. We also know that there is a tremendous amount of growth in terms of jobs. So by 2030, the Seaport District will be the second largest jobs hub in the entire state. 2030, so a bit smaller than downtown, they'll have 89,000 jobs compared to 178,000 in downtown, but far more than the Back Bay, 52,000 jobs in the Back Bay. So again, that job growth has also outpaced the previous projections that we had, and it's a number that we think will be we really need to accommodate through better transportation systems.
Next slide.
And in terms of street design, we know that the neighborhood has some significant issues. First, private vehicles are oftentimes prioritized over transit, biking, and walking. A lot of our streets are overbuilt in terms of what we would build today for a 21st century road, you know, sort of relative to the 90s or previous decades. Safety is a main concern among residents and stakeholders, especially for bikes and pedestrians who feel like they lack safe spaces to cross the street or move down the street. We know that traffic is frequently unpredictable, and a lot of times the curbside regulations that we have in downtown don't meet our needs. So whether that's pick up, drop off, or loading, we know that there's some mismatched needs that cause double parking and other curbside issues. And then finally, a lot of downtown pedestrian facilities lack accessible facilities for people with disabilities, and a lot of the public realm features lack street trees or other improvements that would really enhance the sort of public realm and help people walk and experience the downtown area. Next slide. Then next we're looking at mode share. So the goal of GoBus in 2030 is really to increase commuting to work by transit by a third and drive along rate by half. So again, thinking through how we can do that is going to be critical through projects like this. Next slide. So taking like sort of this business as usual approach, where we continue to prioritize cars in downtown over the movement of people, and thinking through how, you know, with job growth and population growth,
con el crecimiento del trabajo y la población que va a estar en transit connections, improve
walkability, bikeability of downtown. We really need to change the strategy that we have in downtown and really focus on these things that can make downtown more competitive. So this slide on the right is interesting. It's a 1940s era transit poster showing more people drove while taking transit. Downtown and other areas would become more and more congested. And the same holds true today. We need to shift people onto transit in order to make downtown more of a viable residential and business place for people to come. Next slide. So I'm going to talk a little bit now about our proposed corridor for improved bus and multimodal accommodations. Next slide. So here's the concept corridor on the left.
Aquí está el concepto, el corredor a la izquierda.
At North Station along Causeway Street,
North Station, en la calle Causeway, continúa por Merrimack Street,
past Haymarket Station, pasa la estación and then continues south on Congress Street at State Street Station,
en la calle Congress
and we still
Street,
have to think through some of the Tenemos Post Office Square streets to, from engineering and auto turning radius analysis, we will do that in the next several months. And once we get through Post Office Square, we connect to High Street, which connects to Summer Street and brings us to South Station.
High Street,
the key thing with this connection is that it enables us to connect to key transit hubs like North Station, Haymarket, State Street Station, and South Station. It enables us to reach major employment destinations in downtown Boston, like Post Office Square. And it also enables a 10 to 12 minute trip between North and South Stations. So We think that trip can be reliable and predictable, and that's really the goal fiable, of this corridor and the infrastructure es that we'll meta. Provide. Next slide. And as mentioned earlier, we are como coordinating with anteriormente, the MTS bus network redesign on the proposed service enhancements. So MBTA bus network redesign is looking at a public ellos process están buscando un proceso público that potentially could launch.
Que pueda lanzarse.
The process will launch in the next several weeks, but the service could launch sometime in the next several years, potentially in 2023, though. That will be up to sort of how the process goes. But we are really looking at a route that would connect from Sullivan Square into North Station, through downtown, into the Seaport District, and then into City Point. So, the corridor that we're looking at from an infrastructure standpoint in downtown would support the key sort of node for that corridor, making that key node in the center of that corridor reliable.
And
what I love about this connection is that it enables people who are making cross-town trips today that aren't particularly reliable, aren't particularly straightforward, to make these trips in a much more succinct way. So, say, for example, you're trying to get from the convention center to all of your tours, this will be a one-seat ride from between those two destinations. If you are taking a train to North Station and you want to get to South Station, again, this will be a one-seat ride. If you're a person from the South Boston neighborhood who wants to travel to a Celtics game, again, this is now a new one-seat ride. So I think we're excited for what this connectivity could offer in a way that current connections within and through downtown don't currently have.
Next slide.
We are also coordinating closely with our transportation team to think through the important downtown bike connections. So in particular, we want to focus on bike connections from the Seaport, from the Greenway, to reach new Greenway, biking corridors and sort of existing biking corridors that are on Tremont Street, Washington Street, Cambridge Street. And Cambridge I think we want to make sure that work in a way that is allows for this predictable and important connection
para que sea
to be built out and enables us to have a holistic approach to multimodal planning in downtown. Next slide. So now I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Maya, who is going to talk a little bit about what the experience will be like on this bus corridor.
So,
Maya. Please take away.
Corredor de
Thanks,
autobús.
Matt. Hi, everyone. Gracias, my Matt. Name is Maya.
Hola,
I'm
mi nombre es Maya.
Transit team. Yo soy una, so yo trabajo I just wanted to talk about what we imagine this experience will
Quiero
be like
de
on
la
the corridor.
Next slide, ¿Cómo nos imaginamos?
So these are some example images
Estos son
that
algunos
we are drawing
ejemplos,
from.
Unas imágenes
Obviously,
las cuales nos hemos
inspirado.
Esto no es Boston, así que no se va a ver igual. Pero primero quiero hablar
what your experience of walking
de su
experiencia
caminando al
autobús. We would like to include pedestrian improvements on the sidewalk so that everybody, regardless of ability, is able
aceras,
to comfortably reach their bus stop. Once you reach your bus stop, you know that you'll be waiting in a shelter, so you're covered from the elements. And these shelters will have real-time arrival signs, so you know that once you arrive at your shelter, your bus will be arriving in, say, 5 minutes, and you'll see that on the screen, and as the bus comes closer, that time will count down. Next slide, please. We also know that these stations are going to be comfortable for people to wait in. There will be seating, there will be covering shelters for you, and there will also, one moment. Yeah, so you'll be able to board the buses in a timely manner, and you know that your bus will take you to your destination in a timely manner.
Y vas a saber que este autobús se va a llevar a tiempo también.
With bus priority lanes, like
Con
the one you see here,
aquí, como se
buses
ve que
won't
el
get
bus
caught in the same downtown traffic that
su
we've all experienced before.
Va,
so like Matt mentioned earlier, that journey
no
from the station
el,
to the seaport that currently takes 26
Boston,
minutes will only
en este
take about 10
se
minutes. And if you're stopping anywhere in between, you'll be able to enjoy
mejoría,
the pedestrian improvements, so you'll be walking
minutos.
Along the more comfortable
También
sidewalk.
We would like to implement
more trees and more greenery,
área verde, más vegetación, más arte, más árboles. Queremos trabajar con los arquitectos para que estas estaciones se vean bonitas e incorporen la historia de Boston. También sabemos si quieres usar tu bicicleta a tu próxima destino, van a haber esas bicicletas azules.
Next slide, please.
Bicicletas azules disponibles.
So how do we get there?
¿Cómo vamos
obviously,
a
this
allá?
Is a very
Obviamente,
big vision that we have.
Es una visión grande que tenemos, pero tenemos muchas slide, herramientas please. Disponibles para llegar
Some
allá.
Key elements of the infrastructure Algunos that
elementos claves de la infraestructura
project,
que queremos incluir, como dije, darle prioridad al bus, el autobús, para que tenga más facilidad en la calle.
Once you reach the station stops along this route,
También
you'll be able to transfer
transferencia
system, other
que
buses,
se puedan
or,
transferir al, por
We
ejemplo, al, al tren o otras conexiones de bus. También queremos mejorar las vías
well.
Del,
so
de la bicicleta y también
sidewalks.
Para los peatones que sean seguro cruzar, coordinar también los deliveries que se le hace a los negocios.
And then
para que ellos tengan acceso al corte de, la,
look,
de las aceras para
as
poder
unique
hacer sus
like
deliveries. También tener mantenimiento.
And we are definitely keeping that in mind.
Y estamos pensando
please.
En esto.
So bus priority is one of
la
our main tools to make sure that this bus will be reliable and efficient.
Este
so we have
fiable,
several
eficiente.
Tools
Tenemos
in the transportation world we can use to make that happen,
en el mundo
including
del transporte
bus lanes.
Que podemos usar,
so if any of you are familiar,
bus,
we have them all over the city. There's some in
Brighton,
Rosendale.
Estas líneas aseguran que los buses no se vayan a meter en el tráfico de downtown, cambiar las direcciones de algunas calles para que puedan funcionar mejor y también tienen la prioridad de la señal del tránsito.
The transit stops, like I mentioned,
las paradas,
we want to make them more comfortable for folks who are waiting.
Para las
so, again,
están
shelter from the elements, seating,
puedan,
for anyone who needs
los
it,
elementos,
making sure that these shelters are easy to
necesiten.
Find. If you've ever
También,
used the buses downtown, it can be a little difficult to see where you need to go and what bus departs from where.
Este momento,
so there will
downtown,
be appropriate signage to make sure that you know where you're going.
Para saber dónde vas.
There will be lighting for safety, countdown clocks so you know when
estos relojes que muestran los horarios de cuando llega el autobús y también una caja de llamada de emergencia.
So these are some of our station stops from the new center running bus lanes on Columbus Ave. And this is not exactly what our stops will look like, but it's a good example of some of the amenities I just mentioned.
Es un ejemplo de alguna de las cosas que he mencionado, como el reloj que da el horario.
Transfer points, like Matt mentioned, there are a lot of really important transfer
Matt,
points downtown, whether that's to other buses or to the
downtown,
subway or commuter rail system.
Si
so we want to make sure that these are comfortable, easy transfers for people. There's an
Queremos
example here in Kenmore Square,
okay, un
and
Kenmore
down
Square,
at the bottom, that's actually the Pentagon bus transfer point in D.C. And you
Pentagon,
can see they're covered, there's easy
Pentagon.
Signage so people can see
hay
where
señales,
they need to go. And
we also want to make sure that, you know, Queremos asegurarnos que tengan buena luz y que sean accesibles para personas con discapacidades.
And stop art design and
tenemos
placemaking. We want to make downtown look nice.
Queremos que
so,
sea bonita el área de downtown. Queremos
coordinar
con algunos arquitectos de paisajes para incorporar paisajes verdes
y
poder hacerlos icónicos.
So here are some examples from Phoenix.
Aquí,
you can see how they incorporate local art and also local flora.
Artesanía
Next
local.
Slide, please. And enhancing the downtown bike
También
network, hablando
de la red
more comfortable,
de las
safe connections for people
cómodas,
on bikes, and also more access to bikes through our Blue Bikes program.
Will be
por medio
del programa de Blue Bikes,
Next
de la bicicleta
slide,
azul.
Pedestrian improvements.
Para los peatones,
is a key pedestrian environment
es,
in the city. So
es una área clave en la ciudad.
Accessible,
que sean accesibles para personas de discapacidad, tal vez anchando las aceras,
sure
asegurándose que todas las rampas sean accesibles,
well,
también el
street trees, landscaping,
los árboles, también more seating, los paisajes, downtown, and más some asientos, other
art elements,
y otros elementos de arte, porque esta ruta también va al Freedom Trail. Estamos trabajando con las, asociaciones históricas del área de downtown.
And then loading and deliveries, like I mentioned.
También hablando de los deliveries, hay muchas personas
que tienen que recibir o dar empaques, entregas o envíos.
Queremos ver, coordinar con ellos y potencialmente hacer cambios al corte de la acera para que ellos puedan recibir sus envíos de una manera segura.
Maintenance, like I
el mantenimiento, ya lo mencioné, estamos considerando un contrato independiente para asegurarnos que todas las estaciones estén, se les haga el mantenimiento adecuado, cuando nieve, cuando haya cualquier elemento que se tenga que limpiar, coordinar también con las personas interesadas para ver cuáles son los elementos de la ruta que necesitan mantenimiento. Los próximos pasos, regreso a Matt para que continúe. Quiero hablar de los próximos pasos y después vamos a ir a los pequeños grupos.
So, los próximos pasos. Now is en este momento estamos we are going to be continuing some stakeholder engagement this month. So talking to elected officials and talking to neighborhood groups we haven't been able to touch base with directly. We're also going to be having some pop-up events at North and South Stations to sort of meet people who might not have been a part of this process before, but might want to know more or have some interesting input.
Saber and then más once we sort of get all the feedback we get from this meeting and the other stakeholders we've had to date, esto,
we'll confirm with city leadership that the direction we want to head in terms of bus priority and multimodal improvements is in fact where we're going on sort of this next, for this next phase of design. Once we get that confirmation, we will
begin a concept plan for this corridor. So
include architecture, high-level civil engineering, and a transportation analysis to make sure that we are factoring all the ins and outs that we think will be important for this project before really getting into detailed design. So if we have to, say, move a station stop by a block, we don't want to have a very detailed engineering design for it if, you know, again, we hear negative feedback from stakeholders around that idea. Once we sort of have a good working concept plan, which will hopefully be this fall, we'll be able to come back out to the public, have more stakeholder conversations around this concept plan, and then hopefully move into later stages of design by sort of the later part of this year, early 2023. And once we get further confirmation around the later stages of design, 2020, the 25% stage of design, as we would call it, move into later stages, 75% PS&E. These are all jargony engineering terms, but sort of important to understand the context for the process that we're about to embark on. Next slide.
Los conceptos.
So thank you very much. Really
muchas
appreciate
gracias.
Your time tonight. And we'd love to hear your feedback. And we're going to move into some breakout groups now.
En so you can go to the next slide.
Your breakout hosts will have a series of questions to ask.